who's not in you. That consciousness, that feeling of to feel guilty if you rob someone or cheat somebody and things like that. There is that fellow inside the human beings, but that one is killed by your brain. Your brain killed your soul. How? With logical self-interest. That simple. What is logical self-interest? Logical self-interest is the main motivation of every single animal, right? Including the monkey, if I'm not active. So let's go and see it. So he will bring everyone out and will show that this is it. This is the document. I will show you the knife. Somehow the knife had even the name of that brain on it. Mm-hmm. Is that correct or not? What is that knife? We talked about it. The sword. Knife is the little sword. And do you know the sword? Judgment. Yes. This one is judging your sentiments. That's how he deals with your feelings. Because your feelings should be changed to connect with what this fellow is cheating in and doing. That's how it happened. So everything is out. Now David will say, then this is what should be done to your brain because of all these problems. Okay, who is the guilty one tonight? Volunteer. There is no volunteer, so it's you.
How David, on whom be peace, ordered that retaliation should be taken on the murderer after his conviction.
So when, if your brain didn't give up, it should be treated like this. Yes.
He ordered retaliation with that same knife. How should contrivance deliver him from the knowledge of God?
Means what? Means a lot, right? First of all, he said, you know what? Your brain will be punished, should be punished by his own knife, his own logic. Logically, we put your brain in shame. When we declare all of this, what is your feeling? Your brain will understand illogical acts which are good and the brain doesn't like it. And the opposite, all of that. So we are torturing actually the brain with the same technique that the brain has tortured us. That's how it works. Yes?
Although God's clemency bestows kindnesses, yet when he has gone beyond bounds, he exposes. Blood does not sleep. The desire to investigate and lay bare a difficulty falls into every heart. The craving prompted by the ordainment of the Lord of the judgment springs up in the conscience of all and sundry.
Translation, please. What does that mean? Look at how simple it is. First of all, he said, first of all, that patient of heart has a limit. Means there is a limit for your brain. To a degree it will be forgiven. But if somebody honestly will talk to your brain, suddenly your brain starts to whip, cry, and feel guilty. Yes. How? He explained it. He said, first of all, look around you. There is, in everyone, there is this tendency to look around and find out what's happening. So your brain cannot ignore us. There is this tendency always, right? And from this fellow or other fellow, time after time, that judgment of how will jump out. Means your brain wants to ignore it, but there are times that from this fellow, from that fellow, it will jump out. Yes?
How was it with such and such? What happened to him? What became of him? Just as the sown seed shoots up from the loam. Those inquiries, the prickling of beans, and the investigation and discussion are the stirring of the blood.
Means, listen, this curiosity, which was an animal, right? In us, we serve something else. We are curious to understand the goodness, to find it's in our blood. Means you cannot help it. There is the tendency in you. You are being attracted by goodness. Somehow we don't know why, but it's in us. It's in the blood. So it would work. Yes?
When the mystery of his case had been divulged, David's miracles became doubly manifest. All the people came bareheaded and cast their heads in prostration on the earth. We all have been blind from birth. We have seen from you marvels of 100 kinds.
What happened suddenly? Okay, the scene is good. Suddenly everybody is there. Oh, you're sorry, you were so silly, thank you. What does that mean really here? Means that, listen, when I'm trying to convict your brain, your logic, with the same logic that your brain has and using, and I start to change you a little bit, the change is not only in you, it's happening to everyone, because we are trying to change the culture, not only one fellow. This is what all this teaching and these activities is about. Yes.
The stone came to speech with you overtly and said, "Take me for Saul's expedition." You came with 3 pebbles and a sling and did rout 100,000 men. Your pebbles broke into 100,000 pieces, and each one drank the blood of an enemy. Iron became as wax in your hand when the fashioning coats of mail was made known to you. The mountains became your thankful accompanists. They chant the psalms with you as one who teaches the recitation of the Quran.
This is the fellow who was looking and who was judging just like them yesterday because of last night and the activity of these fellow. Suddenly they realized who really David is. They will realize what the message is, so they understand who the messenger is. They will say, "You are all of this," but when it gets personal, we don't understand it. This is what they did, right? They liked the other David because it was like them, because them. Remember, they were the fellow who said, "Yes, this is bad, you are condemned," before even arrival of the judge, remember? Yes.
Hundreds of thousands of spiritual eyes were opened, and through your breath were made ready for the unseen. And that is stronger than all those, for this one is lasting. You bestow the life that endures forever. This indeed is the soul of all miracles, that it should bestow everlasting life on the dead. The wicked man was killed, and a whole world were quickened with life. Every one became anew a servant to God.
Someone is not servant, is band, that means related. Everybody got a new relation with God. Why? Because of the greatest miracle of David, which was this act. They said, okay, you are this, you are this, you are this, but the greatest of all is to bring a dead one alive. This is what Jesus was doing, right? This is what all the prophets are doing. They are bringing my dead soul alive because my brain will kill my soul. So they punish the brain. Is it all this? Yes, the guy brought the subject up. Means you should be that fellow. And remember, this is the message. The message is the dead one should become alive. The live one should be sacrificed. Like the family of Ishmael, remember. This should be put down. Logic should lose the complete control of me. This is what the message is. This is becoming alive again. This is what we mean. And if you need more explanation, this is some more explanation about it. Because we're talking about one stuff only, right? But that stuff was the main stuff. We started the first day, first book, we started with that handmaiden, which is supposed to be your servant, but you surrender everything to it. Remember? From there, we talked about one stuff, and repeatedly, Rumi mentioned, and I repeated it several times, that remember, there is only one thing. Here, we are not talking about doing something in the universe. Here, we are talking about you doing something for you. And that is to understand that your problem is you. You have an ego inside, and that is the problem you have. Here, we're talking about that ego. Always we're talking about that ego. But it's not an easy task. Why? Because that ego is standing between us. And the first thing we are touching, we are talking to, is your ego. So, this is what this lesson was about. You have to be focused on Haq, no matter what, and ask Haq to give you something. Then Haq will show you the cow. You will see the ego, and killing the cow is the beginning of your freedom and enrichment. Because after this judgment, you will receive what you inherited. The real humanity comes when the judgment is there and your brain is punished by its own weapon. That's what it is, right? Let's hear about the ego again. Yes.
Explaining that man's fleshly soul is
that's
in
nafs.
Explaining that man's nafs is in the position of the murderer who had become a claimant on account of the cow, and that the slayer of the cow is the intellect, and that David is God, or the Sheikh, who is God's vicar, by means of whose strength and support it is possible to kill the wicked and be enriched with daily bread that is not earned by labor and for which there is no reckoning.
Ah, did you hear that? This was all in the story. When we analyze it, this will come out. That's how I found all those little stuff that I explained to you. Rumi tried to explain because he knows that at the end of it, you should understand that Listen, I'm talking about you.